This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
First Glance, which is the album that really started it happening, that was the first album that really focused on the direction that April Wine has taken since then. It was no longer a band that of many styles. It was a band that concentrated on rock, and that turned it around for us.
Why do you think it happened so quickly?
Well, I guess we were a new group, which helped a lot. But we were seasoned, you know, so we had a lot of our stuff together. And although people thought we were new on the scene, we'd been around, and so we had our thing pretty much worked out, and we could contend with almost any situation, from headlining to being third on an act, whatever, with this much space on stage or the whole stage, we could handle it because of our 10 years up here before.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day April Wine, episode number 7, about their 7th album, First Glance, from 1978. So we've got a brand new guitar player in the band for this album, Brian Greenway, and a new record deal with Capitol EMI. And Miles Goodwin, who's still producing for this album, decided that it would be a true rock record with no soft rock or easy listening. Thank you, Miles. It was the 3rd single from the album Roller that became one of the band's most well-known songs, especially in America, hit the top 30 in the US, and First Glance was actually their first gold record outside of Canada. So it came out in March of 1978, and after the release of the album, the band went out on tour with bands like Rush, Journey, and Styx across the United States. So let's check out the album. First Glance opens with a song called Hot on the Wheels of Love. It's an aggressive rock song. I don't like it very much, but at least this album has immediately disavowed the wimpy shit that made up most of the last album. The second song in the album is called Get Ready for Love, another basic rock song that lives down to its lame title. Not great. We'll be right back. Third song on the album, Rock and Roll is a Vicious Game, a weird ballad. It's the same kind of cautionary tale as Shooting Star by Bad Company about, you know, trying to become a rock star and failing miserably, I guess. I don't know. It's another derivative and kind of pointless song. Traveling like a dog without a home. A fugitive who would rather give a star than never shone. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? No one ever won before. Rock and roll is a vicious game. Said he wouldn't get led around or caught up in the games or end up in a gallery of faces with no name. And rock and roll was in his soul and music was a friend. He recorded a song that made us sing along and he was on the road again. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? Fourth song on the album, Right Down to It, written by new guitar player Brian Greenway. Another very basic rock song with nothing much to offer in terms of a chorus. Side one ends with Roller, one of April Wine's most well-known songs, especially outside of Canada. Honestly, I've never liked this song, but the guitars are cool on the song. It has a bigger sound than the last few songs, but it has that repetitive blues arrangement that rarely does much for me. Really, whenever I hear this song, all I can think about is the time that Doug Flutie had a band and came on the Howard Stern show and played this song.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Flipping the record over, side two opens with a song called Coming Right Down on Top of Me, another rather uninspired rock ballad with a honky-tonk piano solo. Not great.
Where's my reasons for living? Have they all slipped away?
Second song on side two is called I'm Alive. Finally, a good song. This is a killer pop rock song with nice hooks. The production isn't great, but I like this one. Third song on side two is called Let Yourself Go. All of a sudden, a really great song. Once again, they put the best songs on the album at the end of the album. This song is amazing. Also, great production. I complained about the production on the previous song, which I also liked. This song is great, very well produced, awesome arrangement, very melodic. One of the best songs we've heard from April Wine up to this point, in my opinion. The album ends with a 5-minute brooding rock song called Silver Dollar. They actually pull off the ominous feel that it seems like they were going for. I like this one. It's a pretty weak album, but at the end, it came alive. Okay, join me tomorrow when we will talk about album number 8 from April Wine called Harder, Faster. And you won't need that fine young stallion. No more, not anymore. You won't see your brown-eyed daughter. No more, not anymore. And you won't need that silver dollar. No more.
Day by day.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.